You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with John Bernardo. He's the president of Legacy Builders. We're going to talk about the implication of his thought about making it a legacy company, and make sure you stick with us, because after the half hour, we're going to have Carol Pepper of Pepper International, and we're going to talk about her seven pearls of financial wisdom, a woman's guide to enjoying wealth and power. But John, it's your time now. Why'd you come up with the legacy concept, and how does the family aspect interface with your business aspect?
Well, look, the legacy concept is pretty simple. At the end of the day, you know, you could make money, you could lose money, and that comes and goes. But I really believe, and maybe it's just from the immigrant mentality that I grew up with my parents, you know, they sacrificed a lot, and my grandparents sacrificed a lot to come to the United States from Italy. And our mantra was always, your job is to make an impact on the world while you're here and make the next generation a little bit better than when you started. So, you know, at the end of the day, I tell everybody, you know, money here or money there, you know, if somebody could say, hey, that guy made an impact on my life, whether it was something I said or a company that I was built, you know, that's really, I believe, my obligation to my family. So anytime I have an opportunity to take somebody in my family and mold them into something more than when they started, you know, it gives me a tremendous sense of pride and satisfaction.
Do they realize how lucky they are?
You know, it's funny because they tell me that, but I really believe I'm the lucky one because, you know, it really goes both ways. You know, they're the ones that have to put in the hard work. So it's my job to teach them. It's my job to lead them to the water, but they got to want to drink it at the end of the day. So, you know, you could push them as hard as you want. I really believe there's something in people's DNA, but you give them an opportunity, you let them run with it, and I couldn't be more proud. I really couldn't be more proud. I'm one of the luckiest guys on the planet.
Listen, that's great to hear, and they're lucky people too. And I loved your story in the first segment about how you had to bring your painters in, because some of the best developers here, they will bring in crews to do the finishing work. So 100% and a high five to you. And so I guess you have to have the same kind of perspective maintaining that type of crew composition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look, at the end of the day, all I have is my reputation. So, and I think that's one of the reasons that I have such long standing clients. It's because I'll do whatever it takes. At the end of the day, people make mistakes. This is construction. It's not perfect. And when I tell clients in interviews, the job's going to get built one way or another. It's just a matter of who you want to be sitting across the table from when things don't exactly go perfectly well. It's whether you believe I'm going to step up on an Easter Sunday or on a Labor Day weekend and do whatever it takes in order to make your project successful. And that's just a feeling that you get, whether it's having lunch with somebody or just looking at them in the eye and knowing that they're the right person. And I think I exude that because my reputation precedes myself. It's do the right thing at all costs and try to negotiate and be fair, be stern, but be fair.
Yeah, the most important thing is the comfort level that the person gets, because you're not going to even get the interview for the job unless you're qualified. Yep. At this point, being qualified gets you to the table. And going beyond that, we've got Dwayne Wade in town. We lost Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's here tonight. I'm marking the date, even though I don't usually do that on these. I like to keep them generic. But the reason I mention that is because the reason he left, he used one word to describe what the issue was. It was relationship. And so it sounds to me like you're a number one relationship builder.
Correct. And I think, you know, you alluded to it earlier. That's one of the reasons why I have such great relationships with my subcontractors. It's because my word is my bond. So yes, of course we have contracts. Again, it's a litigious society, and we make them sign and we make sure all the paperwork is perfect. But they know that they're going to be protected by me as long as they do exactly what's required. They have to be professional. They have to produce, but they're going to get paid and I'm going to be fair. And again, things happen with them too. There are going to be disputes. It's okay to have a disagreement or an argument. This is business. This is life. And again, things don't always go 100% well. But as long as you're fair with each other, you can move on to the next one, you dust yourself off, and you kind of smile about it and maybe have a beer one day.
Now, I want to have people be able to tie what we're talking about together with their personal experience. And I'm going to use a local facility where you've done their flagship in New York. Let's talk about Zuma. You built out the flagship 25,000 square foot Madison Avenue Zuma. The one down here is a little bit smaller than that. Tell me a little bit about what made that job special.
Well, look, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, corporate interior projects pay the bills, but there's nothing really super sexy about them for the most part.
Right.
And I got to the point in my career where I had the opportunity to bid on a project that I thought it would be a huge vanity play. I mean, it's such an incredible concept. I've eaten in the restaurant in Miami, and it's more than just food. It's an experience.
Right.
So I figured if I could be part of that experience, you know, there's nothing makes you more proud besides taking care of my family than sitting in Zuma and saying, wow, this is just really an awesome place, and I did a fantastic job, or my people did a fantastic job. And it's not just that it looks beautiful. It's who was there with me at 2 o'clock in the morning when we had the fire alarm inspection. It's who, you know, sacrificed their Labor Day weekend because the restaurant had to open, and who worked a double shift, and, you know, who I had to put up in a hotel because they were committed to the process. And that's the key. I can't build all these jobs myself. It's having people in and out of the family that are as committed to the process as I am. And that
awesome.
Serves clients well at the end of the day, because they have to, if you want to work here, you have to service the clients. Their number one priority. So Zuma was a huge vanity play for me. I said, this is spectacular if I could be, again, part of something bigger, something that will hopefully be there for a long, long time. And it's an excellent establishment. You know, whether you like their food or not, they do a fantastic job. I think they make terrific food. It's just a wonderful experience. What's different about New York than Miami? Miami is a very cool vibe. New York is cool. But there's so much going on visually. It's just super. It's super exciting. And there were intricate details, and the designer from Japan who had a translator. So there were things above and beyond what happened in a normal construction project, and that's what made it exciting, and that's what made you want to be there at 11 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning, because you were trying to figure out how to get water through a 2,000-pound stone. It wasn't your typical project. And when you nail it, it's like hitting a grand slam in the World Series.
Now, I want to ask you, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want you to give a couple of shout-outs. I know you don't like to call out a couple of people on your team, but I'd like to hear some of the people, because you're the president, but who are some of the people that make some of these jobs really happen and come through for you on time and on budget? Who are a couple of people on your team you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy one. So my nephew, Michael Bernardo, runs my operations. His brother, Tom Bernardo, also my nephew, clearly, runs my estimating and purchasing
And in your family,
department.
I assume.
They are. They happen to have the same last name. My CFO, Harry Zapiti, has been with me for the last 9 or 10 years. And again, he's a guy who would run through a wall for me and you know, stops at no end. Nelson Flores has been a labor foreman for me for... I don't know, since the day I started Legacy, but I've known him for about 25 years. And then my assistant, Jerry Ann Puntervolt, she is my director of marketing, and she just has such a beautiful flair for the, you know, taking pictures of the projects, creating the website, creating the collateral material. They're really the core. They're really the core to this organization.
Yeah, and I want to help her, too. I want to thank her, because she's the one that got us together on the call. She's the one that really helped us put all this together, along with somebody who on your team that's special to me, Wendy. Mm-hmm. I really want to thank her for putting all this together. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. We've only got a couple of minutes left. If somebody needs a GC in Florida or in New York City to do a high-end New York quality job, who do they call and how do they get them?
Legacy Builders. Just look me up. It's at legacybd.com.
That's great. And I really do want to thank Jerry Ann. Jerry Ann has been feeding me great stuff to talk to you about, helping me learn more about you. I hope you guys will come down to Art Basel or one of the other things we've got going on this winter. And if you do, I'd love the chance to buy you a drink and get to be more a part of your team, because it sounds like being on your team is just a great place to be.
It is, and thanks so much for recognizing that. That means a lot to me.
It's absolutely my pleasure. You were a terrific guest. We look forward to doing stuff with you on the show. We'll be back after this. John Bernardo, we want to thank you so much for being part of the show today.